You're listening to the Grace Podcast. I'm Pastor Justin Spurlock. I'm so glad to have you listening to this service. If you are in need of grace, you have come to the right place. Today's scripture and sermon are all wrapped up into one. Rather than reading the text separately, I'm going to be going through the text and commenting on it as I go through, because today's text is 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the full chapter. This is called the love chapter. This is the greatest exegesis on what love is, and thus who God is, because 1 John tells us that God is love. So this text right here is the greatest exegesis, greatest description of what love truly is, and thus who God is. If you want to know who God is and how God acts, it's right here in this text. If you want to know who you and I are supposed to become and how we are supposed to act in the world, it is right here in this text. Paul says, if I speak with the tongues of humans and of angels, but have not love, I am nothing. I'm a noisy gong or a clanging symbol. I want you to hear those words, that noise, that gong, that loudness that often happens when you and I do not have love. How do we sound when we don't? It's just a bunch of noise. If you're someone who is speaking into people's lives and into the world in any sort of way, if you are someone who has connections and relationships in your life in any sort of way, which basically means all of us, and you don't have love at the very center and core of that whole connection and relationship, everything about that connection is nothing but noise. And friends, you and I don't need any more noise in our lives. If I have prophetic powers, the ability to proclaim the truth about the present and the future, and I understand all mysteries and have all of that kind of wisdom and all of that kind of knowledge, and if I have all faith, this beautiful, anchored ability to talk about God and theology and how it relates to life, and have the ability, the power, the almost miraculous, even magical powers of faith to even move mountains, the text says, but don't have love, I am nothing. Worthless is all of that if you don't have love. What use is the miraculous? What use is magic? What use is knowledge about the past, present, or future? What use is being able to dive in and have discernment and wisdom around mysteries? What use is it to be able to proclaim and foretell the future if you're not loving? If you don't have love at the center of all of that, in fact, ends up getting used for evil, for manipulation, for selfishness, for harm to the other. It is not helpful without love. If I give away all of my possessions, do you hear that? Seems like a generous act. If I give away all of my possessions, and if I hand over my body so that I may boast, basically, if I give myself, my life up as a martyr, but have not love, I gain nothing. There is no rewards, there is no prize for giving it all away or even giving your life away if you are not loving. So what does it mean to love? What does it mean to act with love, to have love at the center and core of these relationships and connections? Love first off, is patient. Do you hear that? That's the first description. Love is patient. And for every time we hear the word love here, we could replace this with the word God, the divine, Christ. Sorry for the HVAC system here in the room. You can replace it with God, the divine, Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God. And what I would encourage you to do is even replace it with your own name, because that is the goal that Paul is after. So love is patient. God is patient. Justin is patient. Ooh. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. Ooh. Right there with all of those words, friends, it describes the opposite of how our culture and society is acting right now. We are not a patient people. We are not a kind people. We are very envious. We are hugely boastful. We are completely arrogant and entitled. And we are so, so rude. But love, but God, hopefully Justin Spurlock, can be patient, kind, not envious, not boastful, not arrogant, not rude. Love does not insist on its own way. Love does not insist on its own way. It sets its own way aside for the other. It is not irritable or resentful. Oh, friends, we are such an irritable people right now, coming through this pandemic, where we're at with our politics, where we're at with just our demands for self in the world. Love is not irritable. Love is not resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing. Friends, we celebrate right now when leaders, politicians, movie stars, celebrities fall. Did you hear me there? That's the kind of culture that we have become. We almost get giddy when these folks who are on the pedestal fall. But love does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in truth. It bears all things. Do you hear that? It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. What is love? Is that which bears, believes, hopes, and endures all things, everything, each thing. It goes the full distance. Paul says this in verse 8, love never ends. He's saying it never quits. It never runs out. It never comes to an end. It continues on and on and on and on. It is eternal because it is divine. It is eternal because it is divine. Love never ends. But for prophecies and foretelling that future, that will come to an end. As for tongues and languages and the ability to speak and communicate and all of those wonderful things that we place a lot of commodity on in our society, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will come to an end. Knowledge only takes us so far, and it cannot go the distance. For we know only in part. Knowledge is partial. Language and communication is partial. Prophecy and being able to tell the present and the future is incomplete. For we know only in part. We prophesy only in part. But when the complete comes, when love comes, the partial comes to an end. When the complete comes, when love comes, when the divine comes, when you and I become love, all of the incomplete things no longer matter. I don't have to have knowledge. I don't have to have the communication. I don't have to be able to predict our future. Instead, it's the ever eternal presence of love. This moment, you and me, our connection, our relationship, our community, love right there in the midst of the whole thing, transcending all of the other things. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child, but when I became an adult, I put an end to childish ways. What's Paul getting at? Children often are self-focused. But when you become an adult, you put away that incomplete, that partial, that passable type of behavior and thinking. Instead, you grow up and go, I can put aside myself for another. I can push aside the things that are all focused in on me because I can love you. I can endure you, love you, believe you, hope all the best things for you. I can go the distance with you. For now, we see in a mirror dimly. So even ourselves, not just the others, not just the another, but you and me, for now, we see in a mirror dimly. But then we will see face to face. We will look through the fog and be able to love ourselves and others clearly. With clarity. Now I know only in part. Then, when love comes, then will I know fully, even as I have been fully known. This is the language of intimacy. Then, once love comes, I will be known. I will know and be known in this beautiful, gorgeous way. And now faith, hope, and love abide, remain, are here to the end, aren't going away. But the greatest of these, faith, hope, and love, is love. Friends, may you love in such a way, may you be loved. In this manner, may you know there is a God who loves you like this, who indeed bears all things, believes in you in all things, hopes for you in all things, and endures all things. That you don't need all of the other stuff. It's all incomplete and partial, but instead, love eternal from the divine is here. For you, wants to occupy you and come bursting forth out of you in your relationships. The greatest of these, friends, is love.